With my three children and husband, we sailed from the East India docks in London, England, on the 16th of July, 1866, bound for Queensland by the ship Queen of the Colonies. After a very quick and pleasant voyage, we arrived safely in Brisbane in October under the impression that we were going to make our fortune and return again in 10 years, as we had been told such glowing accounts of the richness of the colony. You may imagine our feelings to arrive in a strange land without home or friends, and with scanty means to be told there was no work or money. We immigrants were taken to the depot. We were allowed to stay there for a fortnight to give my husband a chance to look for work. He was a woodcarver by trade, but there was no work of that description to be got. He went with some of his shipmates to look for work among the farms out in the bush, but returned in a few days without success. So we got a free passage by steamer to Rockhampton, a few hundred miles up north, where there was some railway work going on. The first night we spent on the steamer, we could not get a sleeping berth, so had to camp on deck. In the night it began to rain, so we lay huddled together on the deck with nothing to cover us. Our first stopping place was Maryborough. Who did we see but my husband's brother standing on the wharf? He had left England 6 months before us. We stayed with them a short time but missed our steamer, so we were left with what we had on our backs. In the meantime, we had to sleep on bare boards on the floor at my brother-in-law's cottage of one room. With the little money we possessed, my husband bought a dray load of timber and made up 4 articles of furniture for sale. He got plenty of customers but could get no money. My husband got a little work with the only cabinet maker in town to make up some easy chairs and do some carving. We packed up and bought rations to serve a month, and off we went, 25 miles up the Mary River, in an open boat. We were on the water from 11 o'clock one night until 6 o'clock the next night, with pouring rain all the way. The place we went to was called Chinaman's Creek. The next day, my husband put up a small slab humpy with a bark roof that just held our bed and boxes. We lived there for 4 months and suffered great privations, often being without bread or flour a week at a time. Our main food was beef. We had to take that instead of money from the man we were working for. My husband's boots wore out, so he had to work with kangaroo skin tied round his feet. I began to make up little children's clothes from pieces of cloth I had brought from England. These were sold to local farmers' wives, and we used to go down to Maryborough, 25 miles, in a boat to buy a few things we needed. While we lived there, I had a little daughter, born Mary. My husband and his brother then got work at the first sugar mill ever built on the Mary River. Next, he went to Yengirry Boiling Down Works and got work as a carpenter. So we lived there. After a while, we took up a homestead, but the land was no good for farming, so my husband started to get firewood for the mill. We had a lot of wood stacked on our land when there came a big flood and carried it all away, and all the trees we had growing as well. The water reached within a foot of our house before it began to fall again. With hardships, we managed to pull through the next 5 years and fulfilled the homestead condition and got our deeds. In the meantime, I had 2 more children, one of whom died at birth. The hardships he had gone through had ruined his health. He could do no hard work, so that threw us behind again. We borrowed against the deed and opened up a shop on our land that fronted the main road. I sold drapery and my husband made furniture for sale, but that did not answer our needs. We just managed to clear enough from the sale of our land to buy an allotment of land and build a 5-roomed cottage, while my husband was fortunate in getting work in his trade for a few months. We built a comfortable house and were very happy there for 18 months. The foundry changed hands, and the new management discharged all the old hands and took on a lot of young men at a lower rate of wages. My husband tried in vain to get work without luck. So he went to the Isis scrub to see his brother, and while there, he decided to buy 20 acres of land and start to grow sugar cane. Well, we started the old struggle over again, but not with the same spirit, working like slaves, and nothing to show for it. The first year, we had not a shilling coming in and a large family to provide for. After 9 weeks of terrible suffering, his troubles in this world ended. He was in the Bundaberg Hospital for 4 weeks, where I nursed him night and day until he passed away. In conclusion, I would say, don't come to Queensland if you have no means. You must work like a slave and get very little for it. At any rate, this is all truth with no exaggeration.